The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nick Caserio, the director of player personnel for the Patriots, he was the guy the Texans were trying to get before the season. His contract is about to expire. The Patriots have tried to broach the possibility of an extension, and from what I gather, have gotten nowhere with it. So he is going to be on the market as a GM. I'm thinking he gets a job elsewhere. So I know we talk about Belichick being the GM up there, the de facto GM, but Caserio has been a big part of this. So this is potentially a big piece on the move. Also, under him, Monte Asenfort, I don't have his title, but he's one of their other personnel guys right now. His contract is expiring. So at some point now, because I'll throw on top of this, Josh McDaniels is expected to be in the mix for head coaching jobs, which let me fall on my sword, because when he turned down the Colts, I said, this guy might not get another offer. No, that's my bad. He is going to absolutely be in hot demand this year. And the thought is that now he's going to be looking to jump here.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Mike Garafalo on Good Morning Football. He's telling everybody that the Patriots' attempts to re-sign Nick Caserio to a contract extension have gone nowhere. They've not had any success trying to keep him.
I believe that.
He also mentions Josh McDaniels. And the thought, as he puts it, is that Josh McDaniels is going to look to leave too.
Yeah, I talked to somebody that said there's going to be multiple offers for Josh. A guy from not around here. Yeah, I mean, I can't put the name on it. I'm not going to put the name on it.
A media person or a football person?
Both. Yeah.
So is the same person
he's talked to
or
that
multiple
I,
people?
No, the people he's talked to that I trust said, man, there's a ton of interest in Josh now.
Of course.
And especially with what he's been able to do and help them still. And I know it doesn't look productive on offense from a final number.
So he's already had the offer to go to Indy.
Yeah, I know that. But everybody thought, boy,
I know.
He screwed up. He'll never, ever get a – that fallout after Indy where people said he'll never get another chance in this league again.
Well, it's a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
A couple of years have passed. And yeah. I would say this, he got some interest last year, did he not? Even though he was not out there looking.
And I think it really goes to show you that Bill's not close to leaving. And that's the bigger part of this, too. That you know, this it's not 1 year, two. It may be three, four for Bill.
So Caserio not taking,
and here's another thing.
The offer. You know, what is that? Do you think that's just him? You think he's dead set on leaving?
No.
I'm gonna explore the market, or I'm gonna go test the waters.
To be like Brady, may finish here, but you may get a hell of a bump. Like we talked about last week. He has such a unique setup here, where you're in the booth with the coaches. You were involved in the game, everything on game day. You were out there warming up with the team. You're throwing balls to defensive backs. You're warming up the quarterbacks. You're in practice. You're hands-on at practice. You're not sitting in front of a computer crunching things. Like, your work's done. Second practice time starts, your work is done. Then you go and you pound the keyboard again. It's a unique situation here that he likes. He does like this situation here. But he's going to be coveted, too.
If he went somewhere in
when
tandem.
When you do your job and do it well.
If he went somewhere in tandem with Josh McDaniels.
Carolina.
Does that still happen?
Sure it could.
No, it does. His sort of
what?
The coach allowing him to get involved on the field at times.
Yeah,
that would still happen.
We're gonna keep rolling. Yeah. We're gonna do what we do.
Right? Even as a general manager, he'd be allowed
former
to do
teammates,
that.
Yes. They both love the sport. They like being around the game.
John Carroll, right? That's where
they're
at. Yes,
John Carroll together.
John Carroll. Those two guys, former teammates, John Carroll guys.
Yeah.
They go way back.
I'd see that happen.
Get a long history together.
Absolutely.
And if they were to go in tandem somewhere, that would still work for him. If he goes to Houston still and people have reported that that Houston thing is not dead. That Houston is still a possibility. I think Bert even told us that the other day. Bert said, don't rule out Houston. Houston is still a possibility. And we discussed it last week. They would be one of the teams that is capable of getting through the spring and getting through the draft without needing to hire a new GM away. Yeah. Whereas if you're one of these teams that wants to fire your GM at the end of the season, you're going to want someone right away. And Nick Caserio is not available until after the draft. And that would be a really difficult thing to sort of navigate.
It's hard. Now, Monty Austinfort, he's ready to go, too. Like, he's good. He's good at his job.
Meaning that was the name that was brought up right by Garofalo, yeah.
Ball guy. He's always involved. He's around the team a lot.
And his contract is up, do we know?
That was what the report is. I don't know that. But I know they love him, too. He's...
That's what Garofalo said.
He's good.
Now.
He's good at what he does.
What's his title? Do you know?
The head of college scouting, maybe?
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah.
He would be in line, though, to... Yeah, he's the director of college scouting.
Yeah, so he would be...
Would he be sort of in line to take over a Nick Caserio role if Caserio leaves?
Yeah, that would make sense. The Pioli role, yeah. Sort of be elevated, right?
The story that came out last week about the... I don't know if you mentioned this, but that if there was like some kind of Godfather offer, he would stay. I forget who reported that last week. We never really got to it because this tape thing's broke. Remember the tape thing broke? And it was... if. He'd be willing to stay if I think it might have been Volen. I think Volen had this. He'd be willing to stay if there was some sort of Josh McDaniels type last minute emergency offer.
Right. Come to me on the day of we get ready to play Buffalo. And you tell me to commit murder.
Volen seems to be the guy with the Caserio news, right?
I can't remember.
Can't remember.
He's the one who reported the Easterby and
well, no, did Caserio, he report right? Or was he writing a column? It's always
he was asking.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. He was asking
about.
That's why I'm asking.
No, it didn't happen that way.
That's why I'm sort of curious. I'm looking at a story from last week. I don't see the Godfather offer thing in the story though.
I'll find it. I don't think he worded it that way, but he compared it to the McDaniels coming back. Desperate type of time
to bring
him back.
Here it is. The source did not expect Caserio to return to the Patriots, but did not rule it out, noting that the Crafts could step up with a big offer to Caserio at the last minute out of desperation, similar to what they did with Josh McDaniels 2 years ago. So that's what you saw. That's where it is. And it is in that story.
So I read that as he wants a big raise.
He wants
to give him a big raise.
He's either gets a big raise or he's going somewhere else to get his money. He feels he's worth it. He wants to go get a big raise.
Works his ass off, yeah.
So why not pay him? You're going to need him. You're going to need him in the coming years. The roster will become more important.
Those grinders.
Roster management is going to become more important when they don't have the best quarterback in the NFL anymore. That's going to be a more important job building that roster than it has been.
What if Van Noy gets paid? You got a lot of issues potentially this offseason.
And for 2 decades, you've had a quarterback that can make up for some of your blemishes and some of your misses in the draft or misses in free agency. Roster management will become more important when you take a downgraded quarterback in the coming years. Pay him. Keep him here. 617-779-0985. Also, we wanted to play this piece of sound from Saban and Belichick. What was the name of that special? We all watched it. What is the name of it?
Belichick and Saban or Saban and Belichick?
Okay, that's all it was. Belichick and Saban.
Something,
yes, Belichick and Saban. The special that aired last week. We all watched it. There was a...
The Art of Coaching, I think it was
The
called.
Art of Coaching, yes, of course. There was a piece of sound in there related to this about guys leaving and taking members of their, you know, Patriot staff with them. We'll hear that from Bill Belichick in his own words. And your calls next.
They're talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dad, we can Burger King, make it flavor Whoppers. Would you like some? Like an apple pie with that. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Wanted to play this Bill Belichick with Nick Saban last week in their special on HBO. Is it HBO or Showtime? I can't remember that either. The hell were we watching? HBO. Here it is, Bill Belichick and Saban. Bill talking about staff members who leave and then take guys off their staff with him. Like, I don't know, let's say the Dolphins, Brian Flores leaving, taking a few guys with him. Bill does not like that.
we've always had sort of a mutual respect for how we sort of take each other's people. And it's one thing that I always try to emphasize to the guys. What I have a tough time with, all right, is we've had however many guys that have worked here that are at Georgia, Tennessee, or whoever, wherever, is when they get those jobs, and in most cases, you help them, that they have a hard time understanding why they can't take your people. You know, I'm going to help you get a job so that you can take what I've tried to build here and destroy the continuity of what I have. And it's amazing how some of the assistants don't understand why that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm happy for the people that have worked hard for me to get opportunities. And I want to see them build their own program.
Right.
When they try to tear down our program, that's kind of where the line, I feel like, gets crossed. We've always had a, without really talking about it, we've always had a that kind of respectful relationship there.
You can leave, but don't you dare take anybody with you. That's what's going on there. That's, you know, Bill doesn't sound half as bad as Saban does on this.
Who'd Patricia take with
Saban him? Sounds ridiculous. Like he owns them. Like any success you have, and any, you know, you do all the hard work for him, you can leave. But if anyone else wants to go with you instead of working for me, well, then you're dead to me.
The handshake,
the way he makes it sound.
The handshake with Flores was quick earlier.
Yeah. So this,
and there was a
this
lot made about
the
it at the time. And he's like, no, Brian, happy for Brian, you know. But he took a couple guys, like Chad O'Shea's the offensive coordinator.
But Chad O'Shea got a promotion.
Right.
He got promoted to a job he was not going to get promoted to here because
Josh is here.
And Chad O'Shea worked here for a very long time.
Right.
So does that make Brian Flores a bad guy for wanting to give a friend from another staff a job promotion? Like, tearing down the Patriots?
That's funky because I saw a lot of like grab ass and hugs before the game with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill went out there. I thought I saw him with Brian too before the game.
Well,
they did their highs.
What was the score in that Dolphins game? Weren't they still trying to score late?
Yeah,
yeah.
Still throwing. I remember Brady was getting hit. Right. I'm like, what are you doing throwing?
Yeah, they had to work AB into the offense.
They had to get AB going. Yeah. They had to get him up and running.
Right.
By the way, Mike Freeman reports today that 20 teams are interested in signing AB. 20. He's got the number at.
Oh.
And you know that the Steelers, Raiders, and Patriots are the three teams that do not want anything to do with him.
So should those 20 teams...
So let's just figure out the teams that don't want him.
Those 20 teams should just send people to the address that he posted of his baby mama where the repo man's going to go.
That means there's nine teams that we need to figure out, the nine teams that don't want him.
And she ain't got no money, he said, too. So she's not going to be able to get that car back.
Interesting comment, though, for Bill Belichick to go back to that. 617-779-0985. We've got some people here who have been hanging on for a long time, including Justin Worcester. Hi, Justin.
Oh. Yeah, hi. I was going to talk about – I have one point and one question on the Patriots and the whole personnel stuff. I think the higher-ups keep using these no-name personnel as, like, an scapegoat. I'm starting to think, honestly, like maybe they were scared of losing three games in a row.
Nope.
And then my question was, what's up?
No, I work in craft productions. I know these people very well. It's not the case.
No, I just
scapegoats. No, this is not a scapegoat setup at all.
Yeah. I don't know. So then this goes to my second question. Yep. So if that's the case, like, how can people report and criticize the Patriots if they're on the payroll? I just feel like it'd be a little diluted.
Like who, me?
Just in general, like just people. If they're on the payroll, they're not going to want to make the Patriots look bad in any aspect.
Well, I mean, people who've worked on Patriots.com or PFW in the past have been critical of the team. That's kind of your job when you report on a game. If you play bad, you play poorly. I mean, if I'm calling the game and you know I worked on it, yeah, if you play crap, I'm going to say it. You play great, I'm going to get excited.
Yeah, but there's a different line when all of a sudden it's about things off the field and it's about coaches or management or ownership or things like that.
But you know most of the people down there too. I mean, just crossing paths with them. I mean, I've worked with Dave a long time. Long time. And this wouldn't be
And I don't think they're as critical. I don't think the people on the payroll are as critical.
Oh, no, they're fluff pieces we do down there. Like, you know, this is, we're doing this to make your advanced scout look good. You know, we're... to make your equipment guys, that they do a great job. We're showing people how much work your video people do around the clock. You know, this is sort of to give you an inside look, but a fluff piece. But still trying to provide good content, something different. Dave's an outside-the-box thinking type of guy, too. He's done a lot of this stuff. He does the turf thing we used to do, this crazy, nutty stuff. He used to take me out in the woods and dress me up at Halloween.
Hmm?
Scary crap.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Derek in Brookline. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to start this off. I'll give you like 30 quick seconds, I guess, and then hear what you guys have to say.
We'll see.
The New England Patriots are the most buttoned up, tightest ship, well-run organization in the National Football League. Now, we've all seen the tape. We've all heard Bill's lines and excuses. He wasn't involved. He wasn't connected.
Correct.
We know that this guy has been with the Patriots for 18 years. You guys just did the segment about how his wife.
Derek, 18 years, is that right?
But Dave, yeah.
Hold on. Where'd that come from? Is
Dave's
that out there?
18 years, yeah.
I could be wrong.
The last 18 years, I provided. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even realizing. I wasn't even thinking. It's in the statement.
It's in the statement.
Yeah. Right. He's confirmed how long he worked there. Jeez.
So he knows. So the bottom line is he knows. He was there through this before. You know, we've all heard that the
they don't film games and do this stuff, though. You don't.
It's so hard to explain. So
it's such a different side of content that they have to. Go ahead.
I guess what I'm trying to say and what I'm getting at is, what does the league do now? Because it is clear that this organization, and you know, Bill can say everything that he wants to, but at this point, you're either a homer, complete homer, or you're a complete freaking idiot if you think he did not know that this was going to happen or was happening. And so what does the league do now? Because it is clear that either Bill Belichick or this entire organization does not give a damn about the rules, the other 31 teams, or anybody else.
Okay, I think Derek, Bill understands the rules quite well.
I want to stop on this 18-year point, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't say 18 years for the Patriots. It says 18 years. Like, that could be his career. Has it been 18 years for the Patriots?
Yeah, I think so.
But Derek's whole,
all right, sorry.
Derek's whole premise is that they're the most buttoned up. They know what's going on with everybody at all times. Stop. There have been so many examples over the years of the Patriots not being able to keep tabs on everyone and everything. I don't even want to bring up the names, but plenty of examples, so you can stop right there. But number two, when you're talking about something that happens apart from the team, another division of what is essentially a big company, you think Bill Belichick knows what the assignments are for the Kraft sports production people and what stories they're working on?
And all you need to know.
How about this? Doesn't know, doesn't care. It literally has nothing to do with him. Nothing.
Or when it does, he answers the questions, well, it's a league matter, and we can't talk about it, and that's what they're looking into. But when it doesn't, we did not.
So I'm not saying that there's no chance that Bill knew that there was a video crew following his scout, but I'd say it's equally possible and more possible that he didn't know.
His uphill challenge now is proving it with the league.
So there's a video crew for Kraft's Productions, right? And then they have their own video crew that tapes like practices and all that, correct?
Yes.
That's a separate department,
yes.
Right?
There's thousands of people running around with cameras all the time.
You guys know that, but I don't think people realize
that.
People, if you're living in, I don't know, Kansas City and you're a Chiefs fan, a Patriots video guy was taping something. You don't know the difference if that's a production guy versus a team cameraman that films practices and stuff.
Wait, there's no overlap between those two?
What's that?
Practice footage?
Kraft sports people.
You can't film during practice.
No. You're saying like Kraft personnel.
I'm asking,
personnel.
Do the camera guys that work for the team work for the team?
That have also recorded practices.
Correct.
There could be an overlap there. Are there people that work for both?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Oh, so some of the camera guys do work for football operations.
But there's a main one. There's only like one guy that they trust. Yeah, it goes. It does it.
Okay, that was my question, because I thought there was two separate departments that had nothing to do with one another.
Well, they are. They're separate. They're separate departments, but there might be people that work for both that are doing work on both sides.
Okay, well, I do the Patriots games, and I also produce your show, too.
Right.
So that's two separate things, but it's the same job.
But it's the same personnel.
Okay, I was confused. I thought there were two separate crews of people.
When you travel with the team and you know your job, you know what you can and can't film, and you're strictly stuck to that silent. That is that one guy. Problem is, when we travel away, and now all of a sudden you're trying to do something else with some other production team, and now you need to handpick which camera guys you're going to take. could be maybe picked the wrong one. You know, if we weren't playing that day, or if it was a bye weekend and he had our guy, he would have probably known I can't film that.
That kind of makes it worse for me, I guess.
Well,
now knowing
in
that,
what way?
That's not good.
In what way? That if they don't know
they're
what they're supposed
low.
To do,
if I took
they're
Jimmy
now
down,
losing low.
Jimmy they, probably doesn't not, know half the rules.
They're not worse than I thought.
They're not polling
if I took
as
your
well.
Intern, Jim's sick. Jimmy, you got to go. You're going to do Jim's job, and I'm going to tell you what to do. You know, it's just
sometimes. Yeah. But what if the guy that was replacing me would work there for 18 years?
I don't understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, I don't follow either. Why don't we pick it up on the other side? Let's get the headlines, and we'll continue the conversation.
Oh, my head hurts.
Sports Hub.
It's a video that...
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. It's a video that the Patriots videographer worked for the Kraft Sports Group, took, pointed at the Bengals sideline. It lasted about 8 minutes, essentially. What he did was set up a tripod, pointed at the Bengals sideline, and he said in the statement, went to the restroom, came back, and found that his partner was being accosted by NFL security and by Bengals security. Their goal was to shoot B-roll of the Bengals sideline and use that to show what the advanced scout actually did. And he said this in the statement too, Andrew. They interviewed the advanced scout earlier. That they shot footage of him doing the various things, not exciting things, but the various things that advanced scouts do. One of the things they do is examine an opponent's sideline, so they shot video of the opponent's sideline. None of that actually is in dispute, and that's what makes this investigation so fascinating. It's really the motive. Was he secretly planning to show this to Bill Belichick and the football operations? Belichick has vociferously denied this, as has the videographer. Meanwhile, the Bengals are very upset about it, and they want some answers themselves.
Thanks, Ian. Could have just read the statement ourselves, as we did for the last 2 hours.
It's the latest from Ian Rappaport today. That's what he's got on it.
I like guys reporting it then, as it said in the statement. Hey, you got to fill content. They're filling content, too. You got to fill content. Hey, what do you got the latest? Nothing. Nothing. Coach said he didn't do it vociferously. Yep, Bengals are mad.
Bengals are mad.
Do that.
That's been reported.
We got the statement.
Yes.
We gave you 2 minutes of nothing.
Statement. Again, there's this question of how long it takes to wrap this thing up. The longer it goes, the more fearful I think people will be of a harsher penalty.
Really? I mean, Spygate was done in 3 days, and that was harsh. Right? Sunday, he got busted. He was doled out by Wednesday. Went over this last week. So maybe the longer it takes, like, wow, we're really ultimately finding this isn't that bad. You know,
so if there isn't much there, you would think they'd wrap it up quickly and move on.
You would think. I don't know. I mean, I thought it would be a reversal.
I think the longer it goes on, the more.
Look how long the Fleetgate took.
You start getting nervous. Exactly, and they got hammered on that.
They got hammered on Spygate, and they wrapped that up shortly. You never know with the league. They can do what they want. They can do what they want. They can nail you on this if they want.
617-779-0985. Also, the Caserio story in the mix along with Josh McDaniels. Carney in the truck on that. Hi, Carney.
Hey, guys. How you doing? What's
up?
Hey, I'm just trying to connect the dots here on these last couple months of talking about Tom Brady's future and selling his house. Guerrero also. Belichick isn't going anywhere. Have we thought about his sons that are on the coaching staff and Belichick saying I don't see myself at 70 like Marv Levy, you know, being there. We've got McDaniel's contracts. We've got Caserio's contract. We got Brady trying to expand his business.
Yes.
And one last thing, when you're on a boat that's sinking, don't you jump off? And all of these Patriots employees.
Did you watch Titanic last night, too?
Who?
Did you watch Titanic?
No, but I love it.
Carney, I don't think Zoe appreciates your call very much. Call and gave you a sup. So, Zoe, why don't you answer him?
What
do you got for
the kids?
What do you got for Carney?
Have we talked about the kids? How about the kids? I mean, I watched Steve a lot yesterday. Steve's calling plays defensively. What's interesting, and I told Bob this too, like they knew the Gilmore thing. Like they knew, okay, we're setting up this blitz because we're going to dupe them in this formation, and he's got to throw hot in the flat, and Gilmore's going to jump it. Steve's there, and he's got his hands on his knees. He's looking right there at the spot, and then bang, picks it and goes. Bill said, run that way.
Can you stop Lamar Jackson? Tom and Newton on that. Right. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
Just a question for you about the Patriots. My concern with the team, I mean, it's pretty much a lock that they're going to have to go to Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. I mean, you look at the Patriots, the strength of the team is the defense, and the strength of the defense is in the secondary. When you look at, the Ravens and Jackson, you know, what he can do with his legs. You know, if the Ravens get, the tight ends and the backs and the space and put the Patriots linebackers in the coverage, it really takes away the Patriots secondary. I mean, when you see Lamar Jackson throw, usually it's a tight design play. He doesn't just throw balls out there, like Andy Dalton today to get picked. And you can see how important it is for the Patriots.
Very scripted.
Those turnovers. It doesn't seem like they're going to get them against the Ravens. What do you guys think about that?
Here's something I haven't seen. Baltimore get down by 2 scores. What are you going to do? You're going to go empty or you're going to stay tight? You're going to run your 2 tight set? It's a good question.
Patriots are going to score twice before the Ravens score? It
doesn't have to be them. It could be Kansas City. Who? I'm just saying anybody in the AFC. You get up and you get up quick on Baltimore. How are they going to react? Because they really don't have that spread offense. They don't have a two-minute offense. It's tight. It's run-based. But they incorporate those tight ends a lot. In the flat, and drags, all this.
I like his thoughts better about it. How do you stop them from scoring? Let's focus in on that. Let's focus in on their strengths offensively, which are formidable.
Kill the quarterback, yeah.
But it's not unstoppable.
No. They slowed them down in the second half.
Yeah.
They made adjustments. Sure they did. Hit that damn third down. That damn third down killed you. That first third down. Post corner by a tight end on Brooks. That killed you. Other than that, man, you played pretty good ball against them in the second half.
But just for Patriots purposes, I think it's better to not think in terms of, here's how we stop them. Get up 14 quick.
That's not
jump out to a 14-0 lead.
They're not going to do that.
That's how we.
We said that too in Kansas City.
That's not a game plan. That's not winning a game.
Said that in Kansas City last year, and they did do that. Like, get up big on. Well, how are you going to get up big in Kansas City? They go up and down the field. They got up big on Kansas City early.
A different offense.
Not this team.
Yeah, but no.
Different. Okay, different guys.
Gronkowski and
healthier guys. How's that?
Yeah.
Functional offense.
Better line. David Andrews.
Different guys.
Lara's in Linfield. Hi, Lara.
A guy Brady was jumping on at that day one. That was at number 60.
I'm here. You guys are driving me back crazy.
Yeah.
No, because you're touching on all the points. Exactly. Like, how do they get up 14 points? They don't have an O-line, but everyone's writing Brady off. It has nothing to do with Brady, and I'm not like a Brady jumper, lover, whatever. I mean, Zoe, I watched you play.
Okay, who's writing Brady off?
Everybody.
You think he had a good game yesterday?
Who's writing him off?
Do I?
Yeah.
God, no.
No.
Okay. I think it was the Bengals, and I was embarrassed watching the game, quite honestly, and I think our defense saved our you-know-what, with 4 picks, I think? No, I don't think he had a good game, but I also think that he's 42 and he's BS with what's put in front of him.
There was some writing off of Brady yesterday.
Yeah.
In what way? In what sense?
Just fans.
Saying what?
He's done. Time to move on. Let's just put the nails in the coffin.
Put him in there. Throw him in there.
He's hurt. Too serious. I think he's playing through an elbow injury. Yeah. That's what I think is going on right now. I hope it doesn't last.
Put the kid in.
Hope he finds a way to get healthy.
Stiggy?
Yeah, put the train in.
Paul in New Hampshire. Paul.
Hey, guys. Long time no see. I'm going to tell you, the funky bunch after you, it's hard to talk to them. You guys are a lot easier to talk to. I think Brady's going to be there. I think Belichick's going to be there.
Where?
They're going to read next year. I think they're all going to regroup. And I honestly think they may win the Super Bowl this year. Why not? Look at their record is not horrible. You know, I just think they need to start connecting. And it hasn't happened yet, but I think it still can. Do you agree?
That's Tanguay saying, why not?
It's about connection.
He's going to be there, and he'll be there. And I'm like, where? And he's like, next year.
Reminds me of that scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. The guy who works in the electronics store.
You put the plan.
It's
the,
about
put
connection.
The plan. You put the plan on a pedestal, and you the plan. Get in there.
One more. You want to do another?
No, I don't.
Yes,
I don't. I really don't.
Randy and Stoughton. Randy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey. My question is, what do you guys think of benching Jones and starting J.C. Jackson from now on?
Bench Jones where?
On the bench.
Well, he may be there because of a groin, and he's a slot guy.
Yeah, he came
McCourty's up. Hurt.
Hey, did you see N'Keal Harry come up holding his hamstring yesterday?
Did not.
This has sort of slipped under the radar.
No,
Jim saw it right away. God. Eagle eye over there. Lauda's like, look.
I thought it was his knee, but yeah, it was back there.
Yeah, grabbing his leg area. Mm. His leg, whether it was knee or his hamstring. Yeah. Big Jim Murray saw it too, and he was talking about a post game.
Oh, no.
Something to keep an eye on. I don't know what that was all about.
Keep an eye on that.
But he played after that. He wasn't done for the day or anything. He kept playing after that. So he was able to continue playing.
Yeah.
But that was a nervous moment. Nervous moment for N'Keal Harry. In the game yesterday. Okay.
A lot of nervous moments in that first quarter yesterday.
That concludes the phone call portion of the show.
Oh, thank God.
We'll get to today's takeaways.
Why not?
Coming up right after this.
Why not?
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Tough.
That's sweet.
Yo, hey! Oh! Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Setting up your consultation is as easy as losing that weight and getting healthy. Be a gift to you and to all your loved ones. It's a gift that keeps on giving year round. It's not the jelly of the month club. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Jim's doing it again.
What's he doing? Now?
He's trolling me. He just said in my ear, last Monday show of the decade, Hardy. He's very much into milestones.
He did that again?
The last of this,
why
the first
so
of that.
Why do you get so strange on milestones?
I don't know. But it means
like it's
in his head, it actually means something.
You know, last sounds a Sunday song of the decade.
See, he's doing it again.
What are you saying? It should be better? Or
no, it was a great sound of Sunday song. We should listen to it again for the takeaways.
I think we should. Let's do it.
Good job, Joe.
Joe? Who's Joe?
Am I Joe?
Did I say Joe?
I think you said Joe.
Sounds of Sunday and some Saturday too.
Who's Joe?
That's Willie like right there.
Every Monday,
get your rocks off on us.
We play them for you.
Here come the back show.
Just for you. Jimmy finds sound, and Tom finds sound too. Sounds of Sunday.
Oh.
Every Monday for you.
Right?
Yeah.
I channeled Willie.
We're all in baseball.
It's pretty good, Hardy.
Thank you. Didn't fit your mood today, I understand.
Good for the season. No doubt about it.
Shopper.
They come up next at 2. Jim Murray loves bad football. He watch all the 4:30 games. Murray will be ready to go.
Going.
I bet you Murray will be ready to go on Jimmy G today. Boy, he see him on Twitter. It's not going to happen. Don't do it, Falcons. Show me one time, Matt Ryan. You won't. You won't. Why don't you eat that big crap of dew right there, Murray?
Crap of dew.
Yep. Big crap Murray's got to eat now.
Yes.
Good.
He called it.
That's good.
Served.
He couldn't give Atlanta any credit.
Burn.
Murray served himself.
Big time burn.
He said he'll gladly eat it. He's crazy.
I'm reminded as Felger walks into the studio, I texted a personal text to Mike Felger over the weekend. A little troll job asking him if he had stayed up like I did Saturday night to watch the end of the President's Cup. Did anybody see it? It was fantastic. It really was. A comeback victory for the U.S. against that international squad?
No.
Do you have any ratings from that?
No one even knows what you're talking about. Like, literally. What the hell are you talking about?
President's Cup match. It happens every couple of years. It's a U.S. team versus a world team of other golfers, not Europeans, though.
Could you be any more off the radar map on that one?
Well, they were in Melbourne, Australia, so really? They were quite literally off your map.
Would it matter if they're in Florida?
It was a thing, and the U.S. won. And
congratulations.
Maybe you don't love America.
I love I USA, know. Man.
Maybe
I'll
you don't.
For him.
Maybe not.
Who golf for him?
Tiger Woods was the team captain, and he killed it. He killed it. He won all his matches. He was amazing.
You should do a golf show this weekend.
Best golfer of all
time. Zoe, you'll be in Foxborough tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
I won't be here tomorrow, Hardy.
Let's go.
All you, bud.
Thank you.
I'll be back on Wednesday. We start at 10, baby.
Okay.
Weather factor tomorrow.
Oh, is that right? It's been a planned day off for me for a long time, so I didn't factor that in.
We got a lot of those coming up.
You guys have a good day tomorrow. I'll be back in a couple of days. Felger and Maz coming your way next. Have a great afternoon.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.